When learning Masechtas Mayim Katan Nev Gimel Min Beis, the Gemara is discussing the halacha of plowing before Shvius, plowing an Erev Shvius, Charesh of Erev Shvius is Nichnas L'Shvius. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Shvius, Ad Masa Charesh Misteil on Erev Shvius. Till when on Erev Shvius are you still allowed to plow a field of trees? Besham Erim Kozman Shi'afel Leperi, Mesilayim Adat Seris, Ukravim Deve'elu Lias Kedeve'elu. So the plowing of a steilon, a field tree, is allowed as long as it's good for the peris, as long as it's good for the peri, or Beisil says, shuas, and that's approximately the same time. Now what does it mean good for the peri? Rashi's lashon is, kozman shechavisha yafel peris shegadlu b'shishis. That it's still beneficial for the peris that grew on the sixth year. And the Rash on the Mishnah there in Shvius, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, says the same thing, that it means the peris that are connected to the tree b'shishis. And it means Yerushalmi. V'lom adetzeris, why are you only allowed to plow to shuas? What's the shear of shuas? Akan yafel peri, mikan ve'elech menabel peresof. Afterwards, it doesn't do anything for the peri. The peri just gets worn out. Then it says, v'taninon echad ilan eshrak echad ilan emachal. So what about a tree which is not a tree for peris? Why would that have the shear of shuas? So it says, Akan ma'ava akaris, mikan ve'elech matish kaychai. Till shuas, it makes the beams thicker, if you plow, and afterwards it just makes it weaker. So this is what the Rash and the Rash bring down, and then they say the following. Lefi tam ze nicha, halit tanan lekamam perik beis, ein neid ner shuas pachas mi'amim of ner shashana. That this is dealing with plowing the trees. The Rishonim want to know, how about planting trees? Are you allowed to plant trees in Erev Shvius? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you could plant it up to 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Right? Why not Shavuos? So they say, now we understand why. If we have this Yerushalmi that explains that till Shavuos is good for the pre and afterwards not, so now by Netiyah, that's why Netiyah is mutter. So I don't understand what they mean. By Netiyah also, when you plant a tree, that does help that the tree is going to grow on Shavuos. By plowing, you're saying it's mutter because you're doing it for the shishas. But by the planting, you're not doing it for the shishas. How are they being mechalik? Rishonim are saying that according to this Yerushalmi, that charish is only good for the perish Shavuos, for the perish shishas, until Shavuos. After the Shavuos, it no longer works for the perish shishas. So now we understand why planting is mutter even afterwards. Why? Planting is also not good for any perishishis, even before Shavuos. The planting is going to be for the perish that are going to grow the following year. So Taisa Rosh Hashanah says the following. Taisa Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesim Beis also asks the same kasha. What's the difference between T and Charisha? Taisa says like this. Taisa says, V'oid yesh lidin tam, we'll get to his first time in a second. V'oid yesh lidin tam, because kol charish erev shvius havilohel v'shvius. When you do a charish and erev shvius, you're helping it out for shvius. You're helping out the tree. The tree is now going to grow better on shvius. Avil ein lesser erev shvius lita machmashil and gadol v'shvius. The chol ilan is nami migdali gadli v'shvius imken lita ba'ilam. He seems to be saying, because charisha is specifically for the growth on shvius. The charisha that's done after shvius specifically helps the tree and what it grows on Shvius. Now, Shenke Netiyah doesn't specifically help for Shvius. It helps, it starts off the tree. And the tree grows, it grows every year equally. So if you're going to say that you can't plant the tree if part of its growth is going to be on Shvius, that means anytime you can't plant the tree. And obviously, you could plant the tree even though part of its growth will be by Shvius, that's not called an Aveda for Shvius. By Charisha, the entire effect of this Charisha would be for Shvius. Till Shavuos, the effect of the Charisha would also be Al Kapanim for Shishas. After Shavuos, the entire effect of the Charisha would be for Shvius. That's what Taisa is saying at that. Now, She'en Kain, by Netiyah, by planting, the effect of the planting is not necessarily for Shvius. The fact that the tree is growing on Shvius, that's not... That can't be a problem because the tree is growing on tree is the same much it grows every year. The effect that planting has on the growth of the tree is not specifically the Shvius growth of the tree, it's every year. So Mamela, you can't ask her. So that's how I want to learn the Rash and the Rush. The Rash and the Rush are also saying the same thing when they say Al Pizet. That the Yishalmi says, Ad kan yafel peri, and they're learning yafel peri means for the peri shishas. Mikan ve'elech manabel peresav means the peri shishas. So since it has no more benefit for shishas, what is the Harisha doing for shvius? Mashek and the tea is not called for shvius. It's not specifically for shvius, it's done for every year. The problem is, the Taizir Hashanah, I think, is learning the Yishalmi differently. After the Taizir Hashanah says this time, then kol chayrish erev shvius is for shvius, but niti is not specifically for shvius, because that it grows in shvius, that's by any time you plant it, and then it'll be asalaylam. He says, it'll be Yishalmi mefarish tam achrina. And it brings the Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi says, anet seris is yafal epeiri mekan velech manabla pireisav. And he says, Lafi Tam Ze, Lafi Li Yishalmi Nicha, came in the Moil Ila Mekan Veilach, Megzei Kamsagin Sadeu Litzarek Shvius. Rashi here says, Elashin, Megzei Mekan Veilach, Navikim Misakin Peirish Shvius. But the truth is, the Rashi and the Rosh do use that Lashin, Megzei Kamsagin Ilanu Litzarek Shvius, Kamsagin Sadeu Litzarek Shvius. But I think they mean something different, because I think the Rashi and the Rosh mean, they say clearly that Til Shvus it helps to pay Rishishis. Lefi zeh, if Taizir Rashanu would mean that, then it's not another tam. It's the same tam again. Why is he saying tam achrini? I think Taizir Rashanu is learning the Yishalmi, and I'm not sure if the Metzias is a skaltim, but he's learning the Yishalmi. Yishalmi is saying that until Shavuos, the Harisha is good for the Peiris. After Shavuos, it's not good for any Peiris. So why are you doing it after Shavuos? It's not good for any Peiris. And why are you doing it? Because you're doing it for the field, for the slichim that are going to grow in the field. Similar to what we have here about the stelovin, like we'll get to it. But the stelovin, why can you plow a stelovin after Pesach? Because you're plowing it for the field, and the field is going to grow slichim. So here also, when you plow it after Shavuos, you're plowing it for the field. Till Shavuos, it's working for the tree. After Shavuos, it's bechlal not working for the tree. Not the pshat, that after Shavuos, it's not working for the Peirish Shishas, but it's working for the Peirish Shvius. That's the first time that the Taizir Rashan is saying. If he's saying the Yishalmi means a different time, I think he's learning up the Yishalmi. That's done, the Harisha doesn't work for the tree altogether. The Harisha only works for the tree, maybe it's the weather, after Shvius, and now Harisha doesn't work. Till Shavuos, Harisha could still work, you have enough moisture maybe, the Harisha could still work for the tree, and after Shavuos, Harisha Bechal doesn't work for the tree. So what's the Harisha for? The Harisha is in the field. If it's in the field, then it's with Tzarek Shvius. That's why I think there's a difference in the Yishalmi. The Rashi and the Rosh learn, like Rashi says here, that Til Shvus is Yafel Peri. Yafel Peri means the Peri Shishis. So, as long as it's Yafel Peri Shishis, it's called the Shishis. Once it's no longer Yafel Peri Shishis, it's for the Peri Shvius. And then you're going to have to make a chilek that Netiyah is not for the Peri Shvius. All Netiyah is that the Ilan grows, and the Ilan grows equally every year. As opposed to the Harisha, which is specifically for the Peri Shvius. And that's Taisus' first pshat there in Rosh Hashanah. But Taisus learns the Yishalmi that Bechlal the Harisha is not working for the tree. As long as the Harisha will work for the tree altogether, then it's mutter, because you're doing Harisha for the tree. Mashenkin, if the Harisha is not for the tree, so the Harisha al karach is so that seeds, Svichin, could grow on Shvius, and that's the Yisr. Now, the Rash, and also Taisus Rosh Hashanah, brings the third day, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says simply, that Taisus Shvius, you learn that from Becharisha Bekatzah Tishbais, it's only Harisha. Taisus Shvius does not include any other malacha besides for Harisha. So Mel, that's when the tea is mutter. You have a kasha, why are you not allowed to plow starting from Shvius, but you're allowed to plant? The Teretz is, planting is not nichol on Taisus Shvius. Even though the Gemara says that Erev Shvius is the Rabbanan, but the Pshat is that 30 days before Shvius is the Raisa. And there were geyser, calls man, that it's not Yafel Pri anymore. There were geyser from Shavuos, fine. But that's only Harisha, which is Nichol, and the din deraisa of Tesefet Shvius, whether you learn that from the Pasuk, B'charish B'katzah Tishbais, or you learn that from the Malacha Meishim Yisinai. But any other Malacha, like Netia, is not Nichol and Taisha Shvius B'chlal, is B'chlal the union of Taisha Shvius then. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rishonim bring Rabbeinu Tam a little differently. The Ritvan Rosh Hashanah brings Rabbeinu Tam, which sounds a little bit like the first of Taisa Svar there in Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbeinu Tam is making this chilek that Harisha works for Shvius, Netiya doesn't. He kind of says another svara, the Ritva. He says, because even if it has peiris, it's arla. So you're not doing it for the peiris of shvius, because it will be arla. Elamai, because of the gidul ilan. So then, like we said, it's not a, if you're going to ask the gidul ilan, then you can never plant. So according to Ritva, the only thing Rabbeinu Tam was matu is netiya. Right? But let's say you plant something, you plant tvua, b'shishis, after Pesach and Sin grow in Shvius, that will be Asir. Because you're doing a malacha for Peiris Shvius. Vashenken, according to the Rash and Tesis, the Isir, the way they quote Rabbeinu Tam, only Charish is Asir. Now the Rash has the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand, he says. Netiyah is Isir the Raisa. Sadcha leisizmar, karmacha leisizmar. Leisizmar is like a told of netiyah, kolshke netiyah. How can you make a chul between harisha and netiyah? Netiyah is an isidereisa. It's a pasuk. As I fact, the Rash akasha and Rabbeinu Tam. The fee the Rash's version of Rabbeinu Tam that the chul between harisha and netiyah is because only harisha is aser. Taisa shu is only said by harisha, not by any other malacha. Fact the Rash, what do you mean? Netiyah is the malacha dereisa. Fact the Torah is run on the Rash, what's the kasha? That's on Shvius. On Shvius, the Gemara says, the Torah says, a number of malachas deraisas. We had it before in Gimel and Aleph. We have Zriya and Zemira, and we have Katsira and Mitzira. We have malachas deraisas. But on Taisa Shvius, all we have is Harisha. What's Shver? What's Shver B'chlal? So Zak the Taisa Shram, the Vaisis the Torah Shram, the Vaisis the Rash holds, that Taisus Shvius is not a separate thing, not a separate klal. Taisus Shvius is an extension of Shvius. So whatever is the Reis and Shvius would have to be the Reis and Taisus Shvius. And it brings a Rai from Taisus here in Ma'id Katan here, Nav Gimel Amud Beis, on our Sugya. The Sugya started off with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, right, the question was how to understand this Meimur, Yochel Yilgal Tesefis, V'nasav Leitamu Lepetura. You would think that you get Malkus on the additional, and then the Talmud brought a pasuk for to pater. So Be'echan says what it means is the yamim sheisifu kam thayer shishana. You would think you'll get malchus because it's becharish katzat tishbeis, and we have a limud lepetura kavim lemeim lekamot. That says that there is no din taisus midiraisa. So fek taisa kashem. But how would you know malchus? Enechanami, you'd say that taisus shvius is the raisa. You learn from becharish katzat tishbeis, but that's an assay. How would you know Malkus? Emphatizes. Mecharish Abakatsu would teach you that the Dine Shvius would already start by Shishis. So Mel of the Din that you get Malkus, the Lav Derais, already starts by Shishis. It's a Giloi that old Dine Shvius is already there by Shishis. So Mel of that explains the Rashi's Kasha and the Menutam. It's a big Yisayid. Dine Shvius already start by Shishis. That's the Din of Taisus. So Mel, you can't be Mechalik Tain in the Rashi. In Harisha and the Tia is an Isra deraisa. So Teiriz Ram says that I would have thought in Svara that's only if you learn after Mecharish Shabakatsa Tishbais. You learn after Mecharish Shabakatsa Tishbais. So Mel, that teaches you that Shvius starts earlier. Shvius starts even by Shishas. As long as it's Negeya to Shishvius. But if you learn after Mechalish Misinai, so maybe that's only just Tam. It's an Isra Harisha. But the Teiriz Ram says the Gemara is before not the way. The Gemara in Davdala and Aleph asks a kasha. If you hold of the Lachem Eishim Yisina of Esen Etiyas, why would I need a pasuk of Becharish of Bekatzit Tishbais? And the Gemara's only answer is Enechanami. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel holds the Lachem Eishim Yisina, and Rabbi Shmuel holds the pasuk. The other way, Rabbi Shmuel holds the Lachem Eishim Yisina, and Rabbi Kiva holds the pasuk. If the Lach is only Harisha, and Becharish of Bekatzit Tishbais would teach you other Malachis, and would teach you that there's Malchus, so Mimela, how could you ask Akasha, what do you need the Pasuk when you have Lachem Eishim Yisinai? The Pasuk is Megala more. It's Megala and it's Mamash Shvius. You get Malkus and also other Malachas Arasa. Vaisley said, even if it's a Lachem Eishim Yisinai, you have to say, that's the din of Taisa Shvius. It's an extension of Shvius Mamash. See, Lachari Tzimachoykis Rishaynim. The Taisa Shvius wants to say, even Rabbein Atam could agree with this. Because even though Rabbein Atam does say it's only Harisha, not Netiyah, you could say, but Lagabi Harisha is an extension of Shvius, and you'll get Malkus on the Harisha. But it's a Machlokes Rishaynim, because the Ritva and the Taisus Rush brings, the Ritva brings a B'Shem Rashi, Taisus Rush B'Shem the Yesh Mefarshim, that when it says, Yachal Yilkal Tesefetz, it means Malkus Maridus Midar Abanan. doesn't mean real Malchus. Darabanan, Malchus married this. But the Ritva and the Taisi Rosh say like Taisis, that the Pasuk teaches you it's Mamish Shvitz. So you could say the Renitam holds like the Rashi and the Eish Mepharshim. That's not Mamish Shvitz, but the Taisi Rosh holds it's not Mukhrich. You could hold that even if the Issus Chavisha, he holds it Lamais is only Shvitz in regard to Chavisha, but in regard to Chavisha, it's Mamish Shvitz. So the Karinari asks a Kasha on Taisis. Then he asks the Kasha, if you're going to say such a thing, that Taisus Shvius has to be Mamash Shvius. So what about Taisus Shabbos? We know that you have to start Shabbos a little bit earlier because of the din of Taisus Shabbos, the din deraisa. But it's mavurim in a lot of places that Taisus Shabbos is just an assay, even if it's deraisa, it's just an assay. You don't get an einish for Taisus Shabbos. And he also asked the Kasha, so what was the Gemara's Kasha? What do you need the Pasuk if you have a Hilchasa? So the Pasuk is telling you it's Mamash Shvius and the Hilchasa is only going to tell you Nisr. Now we brought the Teres Ram, that's Mechiach from there, and then even the Hilchasa will tell you that it's Mamash Shvius. But the Teres Rosh, Vaisis is not bothered by the Karinari's Kasha for Kedah, it means this is a Raya the other way. Because the Gemara Maseth is human that brings the din of Teres Yom Kippurim from Erev and Erev, Betishel Chaydish, Be'erev, Chibesishim, Mesanim, Vahim, Mesan, El Basiri, Eloi Malach, then you have to start Mibay Yom. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Yachli Ainish al Tesefis. The Gemara brings the pasuk. Kol Nevesh Asuna Be'etzem Yayim Azet. Halitzum Mishal Yayim Ainish Karis. Al Teisus Yinan Ainish Karis. Why do you need a miyat? A miyat of Etzem Yayim Azet. Stam. Where does it say Karis for Teisus? Elamai Faketan did the Teis Rosh. From that Gemara you see that if Stam the pasuk says it Tesefis to Yayim Kippurim, without a special limud, you would be Ainish Karis. So same thing Shvius. Shvius, you don't have a limud. So Mel, if there'll be a pasuk b'charis because of Tishmes, well, like we're saying, maybe even Achim Meshim Sinai, there wouldn't be a separate limit to pater. That would mean Shvius Mamish. So it could be this pasuk Etzem Yom is even though it said Lagam Yom Kippur, you learn after near to Shabbos also. That Taisa Shabbos, you wouldn't get a Einish, but by Etzem by Shvius you get a Einish. So again, the Rishayim's Kasha: if Charis is Asif and Shvius, why is Netiyah Mutter? I think there are three terutzim. One is that Charisha is only asid because the Charisha helps specifically for the Perish Shvius. Netiyah doesn't help specifically for the Perish Shvius. Netiyah is something which stand the tree grows in Shvius, and you can't ask for that because anytime you plant the tree will grow in Shvius and correct the planting. But it's not a specific thing for Shvius, it's for every year, and even though it also grows in Shvius, but that's not a problem with Taisa Shvius. And that's how the Rash and the Rosh learn, Ladaiti, learn the Yerushalmi, that Mikan ve'elech, it's Yafel Lepay, and that till it's Yafel Lepay, and Mikan ve'elech, Manam Peresav, and they learn it means the Perish Shishis, that as long as it's Roy, as long as it's doing something for something other than the Perish Shvius, like the Perish Shishis, so then it's Motur, but if it's specifically for the Perish Shvius, then it's Asir. Lefizah, it would seem to me that if you do a Zriya, and the Zriya is going to grow specifically, it's going to make Peiris on Shvius, it would seem to me, Kol Shkeinu B'yasir. Then you have, I think, the Pshan and Taizir Roshana's Pshan Yerushalmi, that Charisha doesn't work at all. As long as it will work for the tree, in any Eifin, as long as it will work for the tree, so then it's not considered for Shvius. But after Shvius, the Bechal doesn't work for the tree. So the Isser isn't that you're improving a tree, but Eifin, that the tree is going to produce Peiris and Shvius, or produce better Peiris and Shvius because of your improvement. That's not us the Bechlal. As long as you're doing it Beshishis, and it's being mail for a plant that's there Beshishis, that's Mutter. The Isser is, what is the Isser? That Bechlal doesn't work for the tree. So why is it Asser? Because people are going to look at it, Ki'ilu, you're doing the Charisha because either you want a plant, or you want the Svichim to grow Beshvius. So you're plowing for a planting which is going to take place on Shvius, either Be'isr or Yedei Svicha. That's when I think the Pshat and Taisa Roshan is Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And then we have Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Pshat, the way the Rash and the Taisa Roshan bring the Rabbeinu Tam. That's Tam. The Isr of Taisa Shvius was not said on any other Malacha other than Charisha. And we had the Kasha of the Rash. What do you mean the Tia is the Rash? So we explained the Rash, because the Rash holds, like our Taisa over here holds, the Taisa Shvius is really the actual dinim of Shvius just taking place a little bit earlier. Now the Gemara also discusses the Stei Lavan on Shvius. That's the Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph and Shvius, which the Gemara brings down the Mishnah. Me'emitzai Charshin Stei Lavan b'Shvius. The Shaila and the Girs of the Gemara. Rashi learns it's the same shir, and Lechayr, according to Rashi, not Gur is the Vav. Rashi learns that Erev Shvius, you'll let it plow it until there's no more moisture, which is the time where people plant Makshayis and Medlois. When do people plant Makshayis and Medlois? When there's still moisture. When there's no more moisture left, then people stop planting Makshayis and Medlois. That's what the Ritva brings down, V'chein Pirish Rashi. The Ritva says, the figure is Zu Kulachadi, V'simim Almiyah, V'chein Pirish Rashi. Zal, that it's one shear. The shear is, as long as people could still plant Makshayis and Medlois, so then you could still plow, because people think that you're plowing for the Makshayis and Medlois. If no one could plant Makshayis and Medlois anymore, because it's called Sahalecha, so then you can't plow, because the plowing would seem to be only for Shvius. But the Ritva says, and I have a pshan, I'll be the gear, so we have, it's two different shirim. There's one shir of Mishetich La'alecha, and I must go shan the Alem Shir is Mishetich La'alecha, and it's one shir. And there's a second shir, V'chol Zman, Shemeldam Char Shalmita Makshayis and Medlois. In other words, there's two ways to be matter. If there's still lecha, so you can be matter even they can plan Makshayis and Medlois, and if they can plan Makshayis and Medlois, then the Kiyumat, even if it's called Salecha. It's two separate Eterim. Now, it doesn't explain. So what is a Shir called Salecha? Why do we have such a Shir? So I think that if it's still Lecha in the thing, then it's important to plow it for the field maintenance. You're not necessarily plowing it for the next year. It's important for the field maintenance. For this year, to keep up the field, that the field shouldn't be Nifsan, it's important to plow. Now, Shein came once, it's no longer called Alecha. So that doesn't help the field at all. Then it's nevz that you plant that you're plowing with tzayir shvius. And the Rishonim bring you Yerushalmi, ma bein stay love and stay ilan. Why is the stay ilan a shir by shvus and stay love and a shir by pesach? So the lashon they have in the Yerushalmi is stay love and aydei she'asa lezayir betchila tzayir she'roi v'alecha kayemis. Stay ilan aydei she'netu akvar ain't tzayir she'roi v'alecha kayemis. Stay love and you're planning on planting it. And that's why you need Rav Lecha Kayemis. Stay Ilan's already planted. And that's why you don't have to have Rav Lecha Kayemis. What's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? It seems the pshat's like this. Charish that you're doing a Stay Ilan, you're doing it for the benefit of the trees. As long as the trees are benefiting for it, and like we said before, maybe it has to be for the perishishis of the trees. But Al-Kabanim, as long as the trees are Al-Kabanim, the perishishis of the trees are benefiting from it, so then it's mutter. Mashenkin is stay love and a stay tfuah. There is no tfuah in the field. You don't plow the field when there's tfuah in the field. When you plow in the field, it means there's no tfuah in the field. So that's what it means. Aydesha asa lezoyer betchila tzarek shuev lechem. Stay ilan is a tfuah kvar. So as long as you're benefiting the trees, you don't need the rev lecha kemis. But stay love on, you asa lezoyer. So it's only mutter when you still could plant it on shishis, or like I'm learning in the Ritva, al-kabanim when it's beneficial for the field itself. But that's only when Rav Lecha Kayemis. I saw the Chazon Ish read the Sitz Klar. It's in Simin Yud Zayin, Eis Yud Zayin, and Shvius. He says, Din stay halav and chalak mi stay ilan. Stay halav is different than stay ilan. Din stay ilan u dafka be ikka ilanis. Stay ilan is when there is trees. Uzmana magbul bein ha'asa bein ha'mutter, the time that makes a difference, the time that's the boundary between the Isra and Mutter, utali, if the charisha will bring benefit to the peris that are on the tree, then it's mutter. If they don't bring benefit to peris on the tree, aziki is man iser. So stay ilan, very simple. There's peris on the tree. If the charisha benefits those peris that are on the tree right now, that's how Rashi learns the peris shishis. So memela, it's mutter. And if the charisha would not benefit the fruit that's on the tree right now, then it's aser. Avastei lovan, ain anidim becharisha svivas hazera. The charisha zu mitaris ad Rosh Hashanah. If you're doing charisha to maintain the zera, that's mutter until Rosh Hashanah. So what is the charisha? A charisha stay barmayr, k'damayr yishalmi, like we said up in the yishalmi, it's aydesha asa the zera. The sada now is completely empty. The chol's man shle kol salek shal sada, dain efshal zera mekshoyisim ad lois yiglu b'shishis, ain't charisha zu b'chal tesevis. Avagav she ain't daitel zera, as a daitel eight of a karkish daitel svichim, Even though he actually does have in mind that it should work for Shvius, but it's not Nikr. It's older Rabban. If it's not Nikr, he could be having it from Akshayis and Madlois, and that's the Parashat Pshat. That's Rashi's Pshat. That is one shear. And Kol Salecha is just telling you how to figure out if you could plant Makshayis and Madlois. And the point is, as long as you could plant Makshayis and Madlois, so then we don't know the Charish is for Shvius, and Mel it's Mutter, even if it really is for Shvius. Mashengen, if you can't plant Makshayis and Madlois, so then it's Nikr the Charish is for Shvius, and that's why it's also Mashengen Steilon, the Charish is not necessarily for Shvius, the Charish is for the Ilonis. As long as it's good for Ilonis, it's Mutter because the Charish is for the Ilonis. But the Gayin, in his Pirish on the Mishnah Shneis Leo, he doesn't learn that way. He says clearly that by the Stei Lovin, it's also a Sada, which is Zruah Kvar. And Yecharshim Mein Arugis, B'chdei Shei Gesham Yardim Mayeser. That's the Pshat. But what's the Pshat? How come there's a bigger Shir by, how come there's a more Chamadik Shir by Stei Lovin and Stei Ilon? He says because in order to help a tree, you don't need Rav Lecha Kayamis. In order to help Tvul, you don't need Rav Lecha Kayamis. So it's the same din as Stei Ilon. It's just that for plants, if you don't have Rav Lecha Kayemis, it's not going to help the plant. So that's why it's us. And the same thing, the tree, after Shavuos, it's not going to help the tree, and that's why it's us. It's Mamash Hainu Hach. So I think according to the guy, and the guy is there, Mavur, that calls Mash Adam Charish Lindy Mashayis of Lois is one shear like Rashi. I think Fakarit, according to Rashi, the Lecha Kayemis is the simen. The real Siba is the planting Makshayis of Madlois. Like the Chazon Ish we spoke at says. In other words, as long as the Charisha could be from Makshayis and Lois's mutter, why do we say a Shia of Kol Salecha? Because that's the Shia of Makshayis and Lois. According to the guy, and I think it's Fakert, the Siba is the Lecha, because it has to be beneficial for these Tmua, and that's why you need the Lecha Kayemes. What are we saying, Makshayis and Lois? That's the Simen. You want to know what's called Lecha? If you could plant Makshayis and Lois, so that's called the Avlecha, and it'll still be beneficial for the Tmua. That's the Simen. That's what I think. And the guy in his Gairus in the Yishalmi, he rings the Yishalmi, his Gairus like this, Man bein stay love and stay love, saw the love and I day she was drew him with Tchila, not a day she asked the Israel. He has a different Yishalmi. Stay love and a day she was drew him with Tchila, Tzarek she lecha kayemis. Ava stay ill and a day she was two akvarians, Tzarek she lecha kayemis. I think the Chila gets in Zriya Netia. That is Zriya, you need lecha kayemis in order to be beneficial for the Zriya. But Steilon is a Netiyah. A Netiyah, it only lets the chemist in order to be beneficial for the tree. That's the whole chilik between the Steilon and the Steilavan according to the Gaon.